This morning, Apple announced it has broken all previous sales records with the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. That's right. The company sold over 13 million iPhones just in the past 3 days. The numbers are expected to go even higher as the phone goes on sale in over 40 countries starting on October 9th. According to a press release, the phone will be released to 130 countries before the end of the year. And for all you stock watchers, be aware that in an interesting twist of Apple's fiscal calendar fate, sales that took place on Saturday will show on Apple's fourth quarter for 2015, and Sunday's sale will show up as first quarter 2016 sales. Google has announced a number of improvements to the acoustic models its apps use to identify and recognize speech using what Google calls connectionist temporal classification, or CTC, and sequence discriminative training techniques. The new speech recognition is faster, and the improved acoustic models require lower computational resources and have been trained to take in larger chunks of audio, which should improve audio recognition in noisy places. These new acoustic models have been updated in the Google Search app for both Android and iOS, and for dictation on Android devices. First, there were iOS ad blockers, and now there are full-on iOS content blockers. The Verge reports on a new iOS app called Discontent, or Discontent, depending on how you're feeling. It blocks all content from your phone. The description says, stop distracting yourself from marginally informative blog posts and start living. It was created by someone who knows content, Paul Miller, one of the founding editors of The Verge. The app is 99 cents, and it requires iOS 9. It doesn't block podcasts, so sadly, you are stuck with me. The New York Times this weekend posted a great article by MIT professor Sherry Turkle entitled Stop Googling, Let's Talk. We are all spending more hours dividing our attention between our world around us and our devices. College students that Turkle interviewed referred to a rule of three when it comes to deciding when to split their attention from the real world to their cell phone. The rule goes as follows. If more than three people are engaged with a real conversation at a table of six to seven people, you can permit yourself to look at your cell phone and avoid the chance of insulting anyone at the table. Turkle is the author of Life on the Screen and Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other. The research from the Times article is based on research from her forthcoming book called Reclaiming Conversation, which comes out next month. And I'm hoping to get her on this show to talk about it. And tomorrow is Google's live Nexus event. Tech News Today anchor Mike Elgin will be there, and I will be hosting his show starting a little bit early. Very early for me at 8 a.m. Pacific time. So we will be in time to stream the live announcement. According to Android Police, the Nexus 5X will start at $379.99. That's the rumored announcement. It will be available for pre-order on September 29th in the U.S., the U.K., Korea, Japan, and Ireland. It's also rumored that pre-orders will only be available on the Google Store and not in carrier stores. And finally tonight, GeekWire reports on a new gadget inspired by the Mr. Fusion converter from Back to the Future. A team of engineers from the community supporting BioCycling CSB have created a machine that turns food and other organic waste into energy. Their device called HORSE, which stands for High Solids Organic Waste Recycling System, can generate 5,400 gallons of liquid fertilizer per year with a 37 megawatt hours of raw energy that equates to over 10,700 miles in a Tesla Model S. The project is currently in the Kickstarter phase. To raise funding, a single horse unit will cost about $43,000.